Day 2. Joy comes through faith in the unseen. Scripture, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, and 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. The Apostle Peter understood the connection between faith and joy. He wrote to the early Christians, a group of believers experiencing considerable hardship simply because they loved and obeyed Jesus. But what did Peter remind them about through his letter? He reminded them that even though they couldn't presently see Jesus with their eyes, they could still trust him, walk with him by faith, and experience an inexpressible sense of joy that couldn't be diminished by their difficult circumstances. Peter encouraged them to dwell on the fact that the day was coming when they would receive the outcome of their faith, the salvation of their souls. God delights in watching our faith mature to the point that we learn that relying on our physical vision has limited benefits. Yet, how often do we still rely primarily on natural means and physical sight to navigate the experiences, seasons, and trials of earthly life? Does your attempt to control or predict every outcome bring your heart peace, or does it feed your anxiety? Walking by sight means trusting in your abilities instead of trusting in Jesus. Doing so will eventually crush your spirit and prevent you from experiencing the blessings that come with learning to trust God in all circumstances. If you're currently facing a painful trial, remember that it's only for a season. The Lord is in control of all things, and He can strengthen you through it and show you better things in coming days. If you're convinced that you'll experience joy only once your circumstances become more comfortable, stop lying to yourself. True joy isn't found in the momentary pleasures of this world. It's found through Jesus. And even though you haven't seen Him yet, you can see what He's doing. If you can learn to love Him more than you love the decomposing treasures of this world, He will help you see things in a brand new way. And He will teach you to truly rejoice as your heart becomes fully convinced that He is working all things for His glory and your good. God's desire is for you to walk by faith, assured in hope, and convinced that you will one day see greater things than you could possibly conceive. Today, I will walk by faith rather than by sight to experience great joy.